Blog Talk Radio.
In his arm,
I feel his protection. I don't know about you this morning, but being in the arm of Jesus, just falling in love with him, falling in love with him more and more each and every day, it is what I desire to do. This is the Hour of Power broadcast. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. I'm broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Here at the Hour of Power broadcast, God will get all of the glory, he will get all of the honor, and he will get all of the praises. For the Lord says, if I be lifted up, he says that he will draw all men unto him. So my desire is to lift up that name of Jesus, to lift him up. To lift him up higher and higher and higher. And the word of God will call somebody to be saved, some lives to be changed. And I believe in this morning that the thousands of people will be saved if I lift them up, as believers will lift him up. In every corner of the world, whether it's the north, the south, the east, or the west, if we just lift up his name, and if we just give him all that is due unto him. Yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. Why don't you call a neighbor, call a friend, and tell them that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. This morning we're going to be coming from 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, beginning at that first verse. But first, we're going to go before the Most High God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do according to that word. We thank you, God, because your word is a lamp unto our feet, and your word is a light unto our pathway. And God, that word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Father, have your way now. Move in the midst of your people. For your word say, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek your face, turn away from their wicked way, then you said that you would hear from heaven. You said, God, that you will forgive the sin and heal the land. God, today, the people, Father God, need to repent of their sin. Our land need to be healed. Father, I ask thee, God, even today here on the Hour of Power broadcast, that your supernatural power, God, will be manifested to your people. And God, to those that don't know you, God, I pray even now, God, that you will give them an ear to hear what the Spirit says unto the church. And this we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm the preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Today we're excited about the Word of God. And the Word of God brings completion. And you find yourself depleted. Do you find yourself in that place with God? Do you find yourself that you're separated from the Most High God? Or do you find yourself that you want to reach Jesus and it seems like it is a difficult situation to do so? I want to connect you to the Most High God. I want to be able to give you Jesus Christ. I want to be able to give you something today that you will reexamine yourself, that you will find yourself before the Most High God and believe him that he his word. He will not withhold his blessing from you if you just walk in that pathway of righteousness. We're going to begin there at 1 Samuel, that third chapter. And if we would use as a prophet, we would use the Lord called Samuel. And God bring judgment to Eli's house. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. You see, the day that when we say precious, how many things in your life that you call precious? How many things in your life that you deem that is so important to you? How many things in your life that you treasure? I want you to know today that in this word of God, it tells us that the word of the Lord was precious in those days. It was something that they needed. They needed something that for survival, something that took them from day to day, something that would cause them to walk in a straight and a narrow pathway, something that they applauded, something that they held fast to, something that they did not want to let go. You remember, I don't know whether or not you ever had something in your life that was very precious to you, and you did not want it to disappear or you didn't want to let it go, but you deemed it so sacred. You deemed it because of the fact that it was precious to you. I want you to know today that there is nothing in our lives that should be so precious than Jesus Christ himself. And when these people hear in the word of God, it says in those days, I realize that today, in the time that we live, that when the word of God should be precious in our sight, and when it should be precious to us, it is not so precious as it was in a time when we really loved the Lord with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our spirit. Why? Because we look at things that are around us, and we look at the things that God, and I do say God, that God has given us, and we make these things precious, be it the money that you have in the bank, be it your child, or be it the place that you live or the car that you drive. You deem it. Some people have made God out of these things. But these people in this day, that they held the word of God precious. And I believe in a day and a time that we ought to embrace the word of God, and that we ought to deem God's word more precious than we have in the past. We ought to deem that word so important to us. Well, the Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. And we thank God because the word is God. And we find that if we love God, we ought to love his word. So we thank God here that the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time that Eli was laid down in his place. And his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. I believe here that God was getting ready to use Samuel. You remember Samuel was the one that Hannah wanted and petitioned God for. She was the one that wept and cried, and she was grieved because she could not have a child. And she didn't just want a child, but she wanted a man child. And God had to take this woman of God to a place in him that she can be able to give back that which God was going to give her. I believe this morning that God will prepare us to give back to him for the service of him. This woman, remember, all of these years, all of the years before, this woman was barren, did not have a child, was not able to conceive. And here we find in the Word of God at that time, it's not so today in our culture, but her husband had two wives. And here we see that the other wife was fruitful and was able to multiply. She had many children. But the Lord, the Word of God let us know that the Lord had shut up Hannah's womb. And we say, Dr. McCoy, why would God shut up her womb? There are things in our life that God will not allow to happen until it's time. The Word of God says there is a time, in Ecclesiastes, there's a time for everything. There's a time and a season for everything. And it was not that time. God had to work on her heart. God had to bring her into a place that she will be able to give that child back. What mother would give a child to the service of God for prolonging and wanting a child for a long time? God had to prepare a heart because otherwise she would not be able to give this child. She made a vow to God that God would give her this child, that she would give him back. She had to come to a place that, God, if you do this, God, I give it back. I don't know what vow you made to God. I don't know what you said to him. I don't know how long you've been going through a situation in your life, but I believe that if you get into that place and you allow God to put you in that place where he wants you to be, then you will be fully committed and that you will trust God with all your heart, mind, and soul. So there was a day that she did get pregnant and she was able to bring forth a male child, as that desire was, and she nursed that child, and then she gave him back to God. She took him to the temple so that he could be able to work for God with the priest, with Eli. And after this was done, because you see, God had a plan. We don't always know what God is up to, what God is doing in our lives. Sometimes we do not understand what God is doing. But if we can just trust God, if we can just believe God, the Word of God let us know he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, for there is nothing too high for God. What is it in your life today that you're saying, Lord, heart to be totally committed to him. Her mind, her will, her soul, her spirit was committed to God, that she loved God and wanted her son to be used of God rather than having him to spend his life with her. And because she did, God gave her, I believe, 3 sons and 2 daughters. I believe that there is nothing too hard for God. But we see that she has sent Eli, she has sent her son Samuel to be with Eli to work in the temple, to be able to be used of God. And it tells us in that second verse, and it came to pass at that time that Eli laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim. He was old. He had gotten old. Remember how Isaac had gotten old, and he called for his son to come to him, that he could bless him, and how he deceived him. Well, here we find that Eli had knew that he was getting old. He knew that he was getting up in age. And here Eli had laid down in his place, and his eyes began to get to wax dim, and he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here am I, but thou callest me." And he said, "I call not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. See, he thought it was God. It seems like it was, he didn't know God. He was in the temple. It really kind of baffled me sometimes when I think about this child, this young man, child, as the word of God tell us, he was where the word should have been. And he was among the priests that was in the temple. But yet, when he was in there, he did not recognize who was speaking unto him. Now, if you listen to this word, you're going to see why. And here, the Lord had called Samuel, but he did not recognize the voice, and he thought that Eli was calling him. And I like it when the word of God tells us that when he thought Eli was calling him, he got up and he ran unto Eli. He didn't just take his time, but he ran to Eli because Eli, I know he's old. I know there's something that he may need, and I want to be there for him. But yet, when he got to Eli let him know that he didn't call him, but he told him to go back and to lay down. And the Lord called yet again. I don't know if you ever been in that place when God called your name. I don't know what your name is this morning, but I've been in that place when I was lying in my bed, and I heard the voice, and I heard my name, Mary. And I kind of looked around to see who was calling me. And I knew my husband was asleep. I didn't know where the voice had came from, but it seems like, and I knew that God was calling my name. I knew the voice. It says Mary. And I got up to see where the voice came from. And this is what happened to Samuel. And the word of the Lord, here it says, and in that sixth verse, And the Lord called yet again Samuel, and Samuel rose and went to Eli again and said, "Here am I." What do you need, Eli? "I'm here again. I know that you said that you didn't call me the first time." And he went back and he laid down that first time. But here God is calling his name again. He is saying, "Samuel." And he went to Samuel again. He said, "Here am I." Well, he went to Eli again. He said, "Here am I. But thou didst call me." And he answered, "I call not, my son. Lie down again. I ain't call you Samuel." Now Samuel, now this is what I want you to hear this morning. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. When I began to read that again, I read the scripture. And when I began to perceive revelation from God again, it says, now Samuel did not know. He did not yet know the Lord. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. I perceive today that there are many people that are working in the church. They're working in sanctuary. They're working in place. They're doing different things in the church, but yet they do not know the Lord. When I thought about from the time that this child was weaned from his mother, because that's when she took him to Eli. She trusted him with Eli, for Eli to take care of her son, for Eli to be able to use her son for God. But then it tells us that this child did not yet know the Lord. And we find that when I began to look at that, I'm looking at the people of God. Other people are working religiously in the church, in the temple of God. But there are many people that are working and say that they're working for God, and they don't really know God. They don't really know God's voice. They don't really can hear God calling. This child, it tells us, neither was the word of the Lord revealed unto him. And I understand that God had not come beforehand to speak to him, but what is the responsibility of the preacher, of the believer, to be able to tell other people about God? It's great to be a usher in the house of the Lord. It's able to be a deacon or whatever you may be. It's able, it's good to be over this group and be over that group in leadership. But the question is, do you know God? Do you have a relationship with God? Do you know who he is? Samuel did not know, but it was time for Samuel to know God, to have that relationship. Sometimes things are lacking in our lives. Sometimes, God, you know, when God trusts us with his children, when he trusts us with his people, he expects for us to do more than to love on them, but to let them know the love of God and to teach them his word. And when I think about Eli, when I think about his son who was vile and did wicked and treacherous things in the house of the Lord and was supposed to be representative of God, it was time that God was going to speak to this child because he was going to be his prophet. We don't never know what God is doing and who God is raising up and for what reason. That's why I believe that God let this woman Hannah go through the things that she went through because he wants this child at an early age to be able to do great and mighty things for him. Sometimes we take our children and we say, let them be children. But yet we need to know that the word of God says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess before him. If we are serious about our children walk, if we are serious about our family, we ought to tell them about Jesus, and we ought to be a light in dark places. We even read that the temple, the lights in the temple had begun to be dim. You know, those lights want to be burned all the time. And we see that the lamp of God had went out in the temple. It shouldn't have gone out. Had not the lamp of God had gone out in Eli and Eli's sons, they were the men that God had put them to oversee the people when they came into the temple, to be able to pray for them, to be able to encourage them, or whatever that they needed to do to receive their sacrifice and their offering. But here, the word of God tells us that in that seventh verse, you read it for yourself while I read it again. Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again. He called him the third time. And he arose and went to Eli again. You know, somebody that was not being obedient would have stayed in the bed and say, well, I went the first time. And you say, I didn't call it. I went a second time. And he said, I didn't call. I'm not getting up. I'm sleepy. I'm tired. It's night. And I want to get some rest. I'm not moving. Has God ever tried to speak to you and you say, I'm not going to move? I had a busy day today. I'm not going to get on my knees. I'm not going to pray. I'm not going to worship him. I'm not going to thank him. I'm not going to hear what he has to say. Tomorrow is another day. Is that you? We need to hear what God is saying to us. And God had called Samuel a third time. And he rose up and went to Eli and said, here am I. But thou didst call me, and Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore, Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came. I like this. And the Lord came and stood. He came and he stood. And Samuel and called as at other time. Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli. Come on. Come on. He said, I will perform against Eli, not for him, but I will, the man that you've been raised up in the temple with, the man that's supposed to be taking care of you and teaching you my word and giving you my word and giving you direction and have not given his own son my word and have not carried out my word against the evil and the wickedness of their of his son. He says, in that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I began, I will also make an end. It's not, he wasn't telling Samuel anything that he did not tell Eli. You see, warning comes before destruction. To obey God is better than a sacrifice. You don't love your children so much that you do not tell them the truth. The word of God says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Whom the Son has made free is free indeed. If you know the truth, you ought to speak truth. You ought to demand the truth, that the truth of God's word will be manifested in their lives. His son was doing things that was vile before God. And they didn't do it one and two times. They kept doing it. Because when you sin and you ask God to forgive you for your sins and your transgression, that means that you're supposed to turn away from that thing. That means that you're not supposed to keep doing what you're doing. How can you be godly sorry for something that you continue to do? Lord, forgive me and go back the next day and do it. Lord, forgive me and go back and keep doing these things over and over again. So God, sometimes he gets tired of our wickedness. Yes, he loves us, but then judgment will come. Here, he says, in that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I began, I will also make an end. For I have told him, listen, I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restraineth them not. Come on. You know that these sons was wicked. You knew that these sons were doing evil things, and you didn't restrain them. You didn't stop. You didn't put a stop to it. And you may have said, sons, you shouldn't do that. Oh, you was the priest. You is the priest of your home. You're the priest of the temple. And God had put you in charge. Then they should have obeyed what God's word said. They should have did what God commanded Eli, the word of God, his commandment, his judgment, his order, everything they should have done because of the fact that Eli was in charge. And those were Eli's children, and they were priests. They were there as well. They were there the people were coming before them. But they were wicked. They were wicked young men. Wicked. He said, but I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restraineth them not. And therefore, I have sworn unto the house of Eli, that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice. It's not going to be clean. It's not going to be acceptable. No offering forever. And Samuel laid until the morning and opened the door of the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here am I. And he said, what is the thing that the Lord has said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God, do so to thee and more if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. And Samuel told him everything that God has said, and he hid nothing from him. And he said, it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. He recognized that it was God speaking to that child. It was God that spoke to him to let him know what he said that he was going to do. And it wasn't something that God had told Eli. And here in the 19th verse, and Samuel grew. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. You have heard the word of God. I have preached the word of God to you this morning. I did not hold back. I told you what God has given me to give you this morning. And we must hear what God is saying. Samuel said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. We need to ask God to speak to us, to speak to us. And then when he speaks to us, we need to obey. We need to hear what God is saying to us. God loves his people, but he will bring judgment against his people. So in the day and the time that we're living in, we need to examine ourselves so that we can let men and women know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Somebody needs eternal life today. Somebody needs to be saved. Somebody needs to be delivered. Somebody needs to be made free. We need to speak the word. We need to be doers and hearers of the word. Don't let the word of God go out in the inner part of your soul. You know, you may have known God, but yet you're letting the lamp of God go out of you. It's time that you let the power of God's word be manifested so that souls will live and lives will be changed. I'm getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as you allow me to preach this word this morning on the hour of power, your hour of power broadcast, Lord, I've spoken the word to the people. And whosoever hear, God, let them believe the word of God. God, let them stand on your promise. Let them stand on your word, because your word say heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or tittle of that word will fail. Father, there's somebody out there that don't know you, that's not covered. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that is naked. Lord, I pray even now, God, that they will hear. God, that they will be covered under your blood. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you paid the price 2,000 years. Father, that they can be saved. The word of God says, but God so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your sin. The Bible said we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in our heart that God raised us from the dead that you can be saved. This has been the Hour of Power broadcast. Please tune in on Wednesday morning as the Hour of Power speaks to you about the power of God. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy God bless you, and have a God bless.